There you go. Theme song. Themed. What a thematic song that is for us, huh? Welcome. Welcome to another show. I just finished a job interview, and now I'm headed to Denver-ish. I have a... Gonna see another butt doctor, you guys. Are you excited? The ongoing saga. I feel like it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Is that one of the biggest jokes on this show? Is that I say it's been a while and then sing it's been a while? I was thinking on this show, because I'm not a good singer, the easy way for me to often do like a... If I want to have a song on the show, I should just sing it. Because there's no fucking way that, like, YouTube's algorithm is going to recognize what I'm doing as being the actual song. There's no fucking way. It just seems impossible. So anyway, welcome to the show. Huge long hair stuck to this microphone. Disgusting. I saw this post somewhere that was like all these girls with super long hair, like down to their ankles. And, you know, someone captioned it like Miss Clogged Shower Drain 2017 or something. It made me laugh because I'm such a practical person that that's what I see. That's exactly what I see. Like, if I was dating someone with super long hair, I saw someone with super long hair the other day, just kind of walking around or whatever, and I was thinking, like, I wonder how long it takes to dry. Like, you can't take showers at night when you have that long of hair, right? Because everything just gets soaking wet. It's got to be impossible. This is probably why I don't have as much respect as I should for, like, guys with super long hair, like man buns and shit like that. Because to me, that just looks like work. And not work that results in something good. It's just like work. It's vanity work, right? I mean, that's all it is. So it just kind of makes me be like, ugh, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm buying it, to be honest with you. This says I should be in a left lane at some point, but I'm almost positive that that's incorrect. The road sign here. I don't know. Anyway, someone was asking me recently because, you know, I wore a suit and tie to the job interview because I figured that the interviewers would be wearing like shirt and tie, probably not a suit coat. But so, you know, as Poonmaster Flex has advised many times to many a person, you know, you want to dress one level above. So, you know, whatever you think they're going to do, step it up one notch. You don't want to go crazy. I'm not wearing a fucking tuxedo because I'm not going to be a magician. Do you think that, like, you're a magician and you're going to do, like, you know, Carrot Top and you're going to be like, I'm at the Luxor for the next, like, 3 years or whatever. Do you think that guy, like, has an interview at all? Or do you think you just kind of, you're like, I mean, if you want to have me, you have me. Here's what the show would be. And that's what you get. I should try that sometime with a job. Like, they want to do an interview, and I'm like, well, here's what I'll do. Send me the questions. I will answer your questions if I deem them worth my time. And the rest is, you know, hey, tough shit. If you don't want me, you don't get me. I wonder if that would ever work. I feel like that would work somewhere really unusual. But at the same time, you know, it's like because they want to do an unusual hire, they're like, what if we did an atypical hire, a wild card? Like, I'll admit that when I've been on an interview team and, like, we're looking through applications and stuff, I'm always telling people, like, all right, well, these are our obvious choices, right? And I always say, who would you pick as a wild card? Someone that you're like, I don't really have a specific reason to think that this person would be better than the rest. But I just, it seems possible. It doesn't seem super likely, but it seems possible that hiring this person could be a good decision in some, you know, some dimension. I just think it's a funny question to ask. So anyway, I'm in a suit, and I feel like a fraud, because I always feel like a fraud in a suit. which is probably what, you know, I'm sure it's like the clothes make the man, right? And it's like, if you're not comfortable in the suit, you'll feel like an idiot and you'll look like an idiot. And I'm sure that's happening when I wear a suit, that it's like, well, yeah, you feel like you shouldn't be in a suit and therefore, you know, you shouldn't. Like, you're correct. But I can't help it. It just always feels like when I'm in a suit that someone's going to come up to me and be like, okay, we know you got that from your dad's closet. We're going to need to have you go ahead and put that back. ASAP. As soon as fucking possible. There's two P's and it's a PH to make an F sound, okay? But it got me thinking about, you know, Pete's fashion rules. And I don't know how in depth I've talked about that on the show before. I'm sure I've talked about some of it before, but not all of it, because my boss was kind of fascinated by my dislike of shorts, of men wearing shorts. And interestingly enough, I was watching the show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and they were in Vegas, and Jerry Seinfeld was kind of like, what is it with the adult men in the shorts? Like, the shorts have just really taken over. Like, adult men are just wearing shorts now. And I will give it this, like, everyone's in Vegas, and I didn't wear shorts in Vegas when I was there. I don't know if I'd say I regretted it, but it was fucking hot. You have a good excuse to wear shorts. Let's just get into the rules, huh? Also, one of my favorite jokes I've heard in a long time, which was, he was like, Facebook. Have we reached the ultimate whoring out of the word book now? Is this as bad as it gets for book? To call that a book? And I was like, that's good stuff. Anyway, let's start with shorts. I don't feel that adult men should wear shorts. Unless they are in some certain situations. Now, should we start with the exceptions? Because then maybe that makes me sound less crazy if I'm like, well, okay, I believe in, if you're exercising or engaged in an exercise type activity, of course wear shorts, right? That's totally reasonable. If you are engaging in sort of an outdoorsy activity, you're going hiking, you're doing something physical-ish, or, you know, anything near the water, shorts, fine. If it's like a work thing, like it's a, you know, if you are a, what do they call the people who like maintain trees? You know what I mean? You're doing some pruning and shit. You're up there with a chainsaw or something. I mean, you know, when you're on the ground, you're throwing a bunch of sticks into this mulcher. Like, yeah, you can be wearing shorts. It's hot. Basically, any situation where the shorts provide a super distinct advantage over pants, but not just because of temperature, okay? It's got to be what you're doing in the temperature that really makes that decision for you. Because it can't just be like, it's hot. Because, oh, I know how this came about. I'm sure some of y'all have seen, like, they've had some press conferences recently. I think LeBron James was wearing, like, a suit with a jacket and everything, but the pants were shorts. They were like suit pants made into shorts. And then I saw some other athletes doing that. And I was like, okay, basketball especially. What job do you sign up for where it's more often appropriate to wear athletic shorts than basketball player? Like, this guy barely ever has to wear pants. And he's wearing a suit and he's like, I'm wearing fucking shorts. I don't care. Now, there is an element I do like about this, which is I don't care. That's another exception, by the way, is an old man. An old man can do whatever he wants. You know, like my friend when I was a kid, his grandpa would go out and he wore the same thing every day, which was like a navy blue jumpsuit. I think his closet, he just had like five of them and he would just rotate through them, right? And that's what he wore. That was all he wore. And that's fine. Like, it's weird, like, you go to the grocery store and there's an old man in a jumpsuit, but at the same time, you're just like, hey, he's an old man. What are you going to do? And, like, who cares? What is he doing? Going out on a date? I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's not doing anything. He's not going to a fucking wedding. He's just living life. He's puttering around the house and in the yard, and then maybe he has to go to the grocery store. He doesn't have to get changed to go to the grocery store because he's an old man. And an old man doesn't have to do shit. Anyway. So, you know, LeBron James is wearing suit pants. It's like, I had this friend in high school who wore shorts every day of the year. and he tried to find a tuxedo for prom that had pants, and he couldn't, so, you know, or a tuxedo that had shorts for pants. So he just wore a regular tuxedo, and it had long pants, and he looked so weird. It was so weird to see him in long pants. I mean, it was kind of funny. And, like, here's another thing, another exception. If you're high school and younger, it's fine. You're a kid. I even would go into college if, you know, hey, if you're just going to Psych 101 today and then going to this class, you're walking around campus, that's fine. You don't need to look like an adult. But be expected to be treated not like an adult, okay? And kids, obviously, it's like, who cares? The way kids dress is basically, as far as I'm concerned, all about utility. And it's like, if a little kid wants to wear shorts, that's fine. That's appropriate. And I'm old enough now to count high schoolers as kids. So they are in the same boat. Trying to think other exceptions. I mean, obviously anything water related, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that. I think if you're wearing shorts in a situation where you fully expect to be really hot, also, that's fine. I mean, it can't just be your average day, right? It can't just be your workaday daily wear. However, let's say you're going to an outdoor music festival and you're going to be outside in the blazing sun all day and you're just like, I got to wear shorts, man. The crotch is going to be a swamp. Fine. Of course that's fine. You know, here's the thing about the shorts. I am not an unreasonable man, okay? I'm not someone who's like, no shorts ever, and we should not even have... They shouldn't be at Target, right? And I'm not even real concerned about the type of shorts either. You know, I'm not... Part of it comes from this, too, is that I don't feel like the sort of modern men's shorts, which are like... seem to be these like plaid weird colored shorts now is kind of the like fashion. That's the style, right? If you're going to be a man wearing shorts, it's not wearing like the jorts. It's not wearing the super long shorts. It's not like the Insane Clown Posse shorts. It's not the cargo shorts are kind of like dad wear these days. They're shorter shorts and they're like, you know, bright colors and stuff worn with like a button down t-shirt, not tucked in. I think those shorts even look more childish to me, I guess. I mean, like, cargo shorts don't look good, but at least there's a point, sort of. Ostensibly, there's shit in there. I don't know what people are putting in those fucking pockets, but at least, in theory, it's like, well, you're a dad, so you probably got all kinds of shit. Who knows? I don't know what a dad carries. I ain't a dad. I barely had a dad. I don't think I had a dad into the era of cargo shorts either, so who knows? I'm sure he would have worn cargo shorts. I'm 100% sure he would have worn cargo shorts because he was a utility guy. I mean, if something was useful, he would wear it. And to the point of ridiculousness, you know, I've told the story many a time of going to Waterworld with him and he was wearing a Speedo. And this is not... I don't think this was him trying to, like, put the goods on display. I really think this was him just not really knowing that that would be a super weird thing to do. It's kind of like, you know, I think to him it would have been like, well, I wear briefs, not boxers, so obviously I'm going to wear, if I have a choice to wear boxers or brief as swimwear, I'll wear briefs. Do you think the Speedo will have a comeback? Ever? I mean, lots of fashion goes in and out. Men's swim shorts have basically all been about length. You know, like board shorts were big for a while, which I liked, not because I was like ashamed of what I looked like, just because it covered more of my skin as far as sunburns issues were concerned. You know, I was like, is there a pants I can buy? Or like a full, I wanted to wear a full old-timey swimsuit with the horizontal stripes. It was like, all these swimmers look like escaped convicts, I guess. I think those are most of the exceptions. You know, I think that's most of the... Oh, also, If you are like a big fat party animal, that's also acceptable. If that's kind of your thing, if you're the Hank Schrader of your team, that's fine. That's part of who you are. I mean, who you are is not the well-dressed gentleman. It's the, you know, fun-loving party animal. That's cool. Like, then it's cool because I'm like, well, I get you. And you are dressing. You know how they say dress for the job, not the job you have, but the job you want to have? If you want to be the fun-loving party animal, then feel free to wear shorts as a man, right? Okay, let's talk about when people wear shorts when I don't think it's appropriate to wear shorts. Basically anything outside of those exceptions. Like, why do you, if you're going out to Chili's and it's a June evening, 6 p.m., you're driving to Chili's, and then you're going to sit in Chili's and eat and then go home. Why are you wearing shorts? It's going to be like 68 degrees in there. You're going to be in an air-conditioned car. You're going to Chili's. Oh, there's another exception. There's a geographic exception. If you live somewhere where the temperature is, you know, steadily above 94 degrees, 98 degrees, 98's back, all right, whatever their song was. If you live somewhere where basically it's hot as fuck, we're talking about, like, you know, Ian lives in Phoenix, Arizona, right? Very reasonable to wear shorts there because it's just a matter of survival. I mean, it's not, fashion goes out the window in favor of survival, right? And so if you were wearing shorts there, like, I wouldn't have a problem taking direction from someone who wore shorts. I wouldn't have a problem if, you know, if I went to a bank and they were like, we wear shorts and polo shirts in the summer, I'd be like, all right, that's fine. I get it. Like, if you got to be going in and out of a window at a Starbucks, you should probably be wearing shorts there because it's going to be so fucking hot. But if you're just going to Chili's and it's 88 and it's warm, but it's like, you're not going to be in the heat. You're not like, oh, God, if I wasn't venting the heat from out of my legs, I'd be boned here. You know what I mean? I don't think that's cool. I just like any normal sort of thing. If you're going to the grocery store. Now, if you're going to the grocery store straight from doing something that does require shorts or straight after you're going somewhere, of course. You don't have to go home and change. I'm not advocating people make a special trip to do or undo their shorts situation. I'm advocating for if it's pretty equal either way, don't wear shorts. This all comes down to me of like, look, I'm not like a GQ guy. I'm not a super dressy guy. I'm not a, you know, maximum effort of appearance guy at all. I mean, at all. But I think that's what I find upsetting about the shorts. You know, I get upset about them is because it doesn't require a shitload of effort to look nice as a guy. Now, again, I'm not talking about wearing a suit every day. I'm not talking about, you know, wearing fancy shoes every day. I'm just saying it doesn't take a lot of effort to look nice. Nice enough to where you're like, if I met my girlfriend's parents today, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, this was a mistake to wear. That's kind of the level at which I consider this, right? Shorts. And, you know, I think there's this sort of like, I don't talk about this a lot, but I do think in some ways there's this idea of the infantilization of the modern man. And I think it's like, you know, I think it's this, it's a cultural theory I have that the infantilization of the modern man is a popular trope because an infantile man is like a non-threatening man. You know what I mean? He's not good or helpful, but he's not threatening. He's not a villain. He's not a bad guy. He's just sort of like an idiot. He's a buffoon, right? And I think sort of making him childlike is a way to make the modern man non-threatening, but also non-helpful, which is a bad... I think that's a shitty middle ground to be in as far as And I'm talking, I guess, like about characters in movies, right? Like basically take your Judd Apatow movie of choice. And people complain about the infantilization of the men and whatever. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, I think that dressing like that is kind of men doing that to themselves. There you go. That's how I feel. I would also make an exception for if you can or have to wear shorts to work. And so most of what you own is shorts. Wearing the same things when you're not at work is fine. Because it's like, you don't have to have a totally separate wardrobe. It'd be a good idea. I think I want to put it like this. Unless you're in those exception categories, if you're putting on a pair of shorts more than 4 days out of the week, you're fucking it up, man. You're losing the battle for all of us. I'm behind a Corolla that's like my exact car, almost. There is a an alarming amount of smoke coming out of the tailpipe, though. I was about to say, like, I love getting on the road and seeing cars like my car, because I'm like, all right, we're still doing good out here. But this one doesn't fill me with as much joy as some of the others. While we're on the topic, let's talk about the polo shirt. The polo shirt, gentlemen, is not a formal shirt at all. Okay? The polo shirt has become the shirt of the working class, basically. Which isn't to say bad, but it's to say, you know, if you wear that out, everyone's going to think you work in the place. It's kind of like when you accidentally wear red to Target and khaki pants and you're like, ah, fuck. If there's ever been a good reason to not wear khaki pants, it's like, well, what if you have to go to Target that day? Then everyone's going to be asking you what's going on. I would just remove anything that would cause that. So in other words, from now on, if I put on khaki pants, I'm going to be like, no red. Remember, you can't wear red with this, no matter how badly you want to. You know, the polo shirt, though, is like what you wear at Target or what you wear at Best Buy or what you wear at, you know, you work for a, you work for like an oil field company, but you're doing like a boardroom type of thing. And it's medium fancy, but not super fancy. So you wear a polo shirt, right? It's kind of like a an upgrade for most of us from the T-shirt, but not a big upgrade. It's, you know, it's a T-shirt with a collar on it. And also, if you do wear the polo shirt, though, the polo shirt should be tucked in. The polo shirt not tucked in is, I think, worse than a nice T-shirt. Like, I think you look better in a nice T-shirt that fits you well and is a good color for you and hasn't been worn 10,000 times than you do in a plain T-shirt. You know what I mean? There's no design on it. I think you look better in that than in a polo shirt that's, like, untucked. Because it's just like, I want the credit for wearing the polo shirt. I want the credit that I tried. But I'm not actually going to try. Bad news, everyone. I just don't believe it. The polo shirt is a uniform shirt. It's not a, like, fashion choice. And it's not like a... When you go to a wedding or something, right? You want to dress such that people are like, this person made an effort. And you want to be not the worst dressed person there. Because there's always someone who shows up and you're just like, you didn't even fucking try, did you? They're like wearing jeans and they've tucked in a shirt that probably shouldn't be tucked into their pants. And they're wearing like sneakers and just, you know, they look like they forgot there was a wedding or that they're not even supposed to be there. And they just showed up. I was thinking we went to my cousin's wedding in Oregon. And it seems like this is a popular wedding spot because we get on a bus. They have these buses that were going up to the venue. This is, you know, like a half hour away or something from the actual downtown. And a couple people got on a bus and then they were going to a different wedding. They were like, we got on the wrong bus and got off the bus, you know. And I was like, okay, so there's at least two buses going to different weddings. If you wanted to do, like, a wedding crashing thing, this would be the way to do it, man. You just fucking get on a bus in Hood River, Oregon, and you just go, right? And then it's like, you show up at the wedding, and you could even go so far as to be like, if someone called you out on it, just be like, here's what happened. I think we got on the wrong shuttle bus. We're supposed to be at so-and-so and so-and-so's wedding, but we're at this wedding. And then we were just like, let's just go with it and see if we can get out of here. And then we missed. We were on the last shuttle. There was no way to go back. But I don't know why. I don't particularly know if it would be super fun to just go to a... I mean, I guess I'm at a comfort stage in my life where if what I want to do is get, like, wasted, I'd rather spend, you know, $70 on a bar tab for me and a couple friends than get dressed up and get on a bus and pretend to... and mingle. Like, I don't want to mingle anyway, so... But maybe I wonder if, like, the mingling would be different for me. Like, part of my sort of weird outlook on life is, like, mingling is really hard for me. And I think it's because I don't see it as having a purpose. You know, it's not like it ends somewhere. It's not like it has a distinct direction it's going. It's just sort of like you're meeting people, you're talking with people and whatever. And I'm sure that this makes me sound like a kook right now because I'm like, hey, you know, there's no point in connecting with people. And I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that connecting briefly with random strangers and then moving on doesn't fulfill anything for me. It doesn't make me feel like I've accomplished something or like I don't enjoy it. Sometimes I would enjoy it, I think, if it was like if I could mingle with the right person, and by the right person is I mean someone who's super interesting. You know, like, if I could mingle with someone and find out they were a coroner and they liked talking about their job. You know, they're there at the wedding with their spouse, and I'm like, can I ask you questions about this? I mean, I'm very curious about this. And then their spouse is like, oh, God, I'm going to go get us a couple drinks. You might as well have a seat. I'd be like, yes, this is what I want to talk about. Or, like, at a wedding, I made a friend with someone once, and he was like, he worked at, like, a car rental place, right? And that was interesting to me because I was about to go on a vacation where I was renting a car for like the first time, and I was asking him like for tips and just asking him questions about like, all right, I found out, you know how when you rent a car they give you all the keys in this huge bundle, and now since all these cars have these electronic fat keys, they put them on, you know, one ring, right? And it's like an unbreakable steel cable ring. And then you've got these two giant plastic dongles plus like a regular set of two keys. And the plastic dongles can't lay flat against each other on the ring either. So you try and shove it in your pocket and you're just like, I wish I was wearing those ICP shorts right now because that's the only way I could manage this. But, oh, by the way, I did go on vacation to Phoenix, Arizona last year in, like, July and didn't wear shorts and was fine. Just a heads up. Anyway, they do that because... So they sell the cars after they've been rented, you know, for a certain amount of time, like when the new model is needed or comes out or whatever. And as part of that, they want to keep all the keys for it together rather than keeping like a system where they have a storeroom of keys or something. So they just keep all the keys in one place, and that way they don't have to reunite them or, you know, get them back together, which I kind of get too, because like, all right, if I'm renting this car, I might be renting it in Denver and returning it in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, right? So like, who knows where the keys end up by the end of this whole thing. So I sort of get that, but then at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know, can't you just destroy the other set or something? I mean, what the fuck? Like, this isn't... Who cares? If I bought a rental car, and they were like, this is a formal rental car, or former rental car, am I really super concerned that there's two sets of keys? Especially if they're like, so our policy here, we destroy one set, we keep only one set, and that's what you have. And I'd be like, okay.
I don't think I'd be like, well, you better knock off $800 for that, sir.
Now, granted, I'm not a frequent car purchaser, and nor do I know much about purchasing cars. But I'm just telling you where I'm coming from here. They love when someone like swoops in front of you to like merge for construction and then slows way down way more than they have to. I'm asking if you love that. The answer is no, but oh my god, this fucking asshole just swooped over, slowed way down, and then because the traffic is backed up on the one side, got back in the left lane to go and like scoot past a bunch of the traffic. That's bullshit. That person is going to rot in hell. I'd like to think, you know, if hell is real, there's a place in it for people like that. And what they end up doing is being stuck in traffic forever as people in the other lane just continually blow by and then cut the line. So that basically there's a constant stream of traffic that is preventing their lane from going anywhere. So they're just stuck. And everyone around them is getting to go. Everyone around them gets a turn. You know, they're not even stuck behind the same car all the time somehow. That car manages to wedge in, but everyone else is, they're just in the same exact spot. And it's like they fall asleep and wake up. They startle awake and then they realize they've moved backwards. And, you know, they don't have to be in hell being tortured and burning forever. But if maybe if they're just stuck in a traffic jam like that for like a year, and it's just like, do you see how annoying that was? Do you see? Or the, you know, it's like they go for a drive that lasts a year. They have to drive cross country through hell. But then it's like, oh, you're at a red light and you're trying to turn. But there's traffic going through the intersection, except every single person flies up like they're going to go straight through the intersection and then turns right. But none of them use their signal. None of them indicate that that's what they're going to do. It's just like, this is what happens. Seeing like this motherfucker is like, has to get over. But he's not trying to get over. He's sitting right next to me and just pacing me. And so I'm like, what's your plan, buddy? And I think he's just, I'm like making a space for him. But he's like moving right with me. Like it's never going to work. It's like slowest lane change of all time. I'm sorry. I was just silent watching this event take place in, I don't want to call it shock and horror. You know, it's something that they need to do for real. Like, all right, there's construction like, oh my God, there's construction like this on the highway, right? And it's right near a stoplight. And so the stoplight is there and like changing. So that backs up the traffic worse. And there's not a lot of traffic going across, right? They really need to change the timing on the light when they're having a construction thing like this and be like, it's going to be much, much less frequent changing while this construction is happening. Because that's what it needs to be. My God. My God. This is like, you know, the thing in summer. I'm always hating this on the summer, and it's like this is one of the reasons is you're just like, it's going to take you twice as long to get anywhere. All summer long. ASL. American Sign Language. Do you think that people speak sign language with an accent? So in other words, like someone from New Jersey. Do they have like a noticeable tics in the way their hands move versus somebody from, you know, New Mexico or something? Is there like a, you know how they sort of go for a Midwesty sound on the news? Like a generic non-accent Midwesty thing? Do you think that happens on sign language too? Like they request the sign language interpreter at a concert and they're just like, I couldn't understand a fucking thing they were saying. You know, it would be good if you were a sign language interpreter for a venue. Because, you know, it's like they have to provide that if someone asks. And a band you really liked was coming. Wouldn't you just tell one of your friends, be like, hey, email and tell them that you want me there. I usually enjoy at the concert when they have the sign language interpreter. Because most of the time when I've been there, they're like dancing around and they seem to be having a good time and, you know, trying to do the lyrics with, you know, with the in time to the music and stuff, which I think is probably difficult. You know, it would be like if you had the same timing on a song and you translate it to a different language and there's different syllables and shit. Anyway, but I do enjoy it because one thing I enjoy is like sometimes you'll see a band and it's like, look, this band is not like a lyrical, spectacular genius when it comes to the lyrics portion of the whole thing, right? And it's great to see those because you're like, this person has to sign these asinine things that don't even make sense. This is weird. The left lane was closed, and then for like 25 feet, and now the right lane is closed. It's like we're just down to one lane, but it's very stupid. I'm trying to figure out, like, is this going to go on? Is this going to be forever? You know, when you're in traffic, it's like being stoned, where you're just like, I'm having a bad time, and I'm afraid that this is going to last much, much longer than I want it to. It's like me being stoned, I should say, I suppose. Because that's what it's like for me to be stoned. So anyway, no polo shirts. What other men's fashion do I have? I'm a big fan of the wristwatch, as you all know. I think the watch is like the most underrated. Like, I always thought, maybe if I got married, maybe I could convince, you know, Poonmaster Flex, like, how about you get me a wedding watch? Like, I don't want a diamond-encrusted watch or something, but just something like that I think would be really cool for me. Like, I would love it. Okay, see, now it's over. I mean, we just went blasting through, and there's nothing happening. I feel like a construction company should be punished if there's time during the day that they're causing a slowdown and they're not doing any work. Just putting it out there. Take down the roadwork signs, take down the slower speed limit when there's nothing happening. Anyway, I think a watch would be like a nice tradition to start as like something for, it could be for guys or ladies, but especially for guys because I'm a guy and I want it. And ladies, if you want it, you're going to have to advocate for yourselves. You're on your own. Because I think I've got enough of a battle here trying to get that changed out for the men's wedding ring. Forget the women's wedding ring. But it would just be cool to have a nice watch. And I would look at it like every day and care for it. You know, and like, it's nice when you have a watch because like you have to adjust the band and stuff like that occasionally. And you have to change out the battery and you have to do all this stuff. And I feel like that's a great analogy for marriage. Because it's like, you know, a marriage isn't like a ring where it's just a thing that's there. And it's just always there unless you choose to take it off and throw it down the garbage disposal. It's always going to be there. Whereas a watch is like, it's always there. But you do have to do some work to keep it going. You know what I mean? And like, broken clock is right twice a day. But I don't know. It just seems more like a relation. You have a relationship with a watch where a ring, I just feel like, is a thing you put on your body. Your body. What else is involved in men's fashion? I mean, tattoos have become men's fashion, right? Tattoos are much more of a fashion and a look now than they once were. I think they were more of a indicator in like a wild youth or, you know, don't talk to this person in adulthood indicator. Now they just seem more like a, here's a way to take the things that I enjoy and put them on my body kind of thing, which is fine. But, you know, I wouldn't say I'm pro or anti tattoo at all. I would say that I'm very tattoo neutral. I don't really believe in the anti-tattoo sentiments as far as, like, what are those going to look like when you're old? Because I'm like, I don't think I'm going to look hot when I'm old. I don't think it's going to be like, what a hot piece of ass. It's too bad he has those tattoos. Or, you know, like, a nurse is changing me because I'm changing my diaper when I'm an old man. I don't think I'm going to be like, I feel like they're going to be more concerned about the pile of shit in my pants than the tattoo on my arms. Or, you know, I would think maybe the tattoo is like, gives them something to talk about. So I'm not a believer in that. I'm not a big believer in the, like, I don't know. just this sort of like it's unprofessional or something, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know that it looks unprofessional. It depends on the tattoo and the placement, and I wouldn't put that blanket on there. And it's not like, it doesn't strike that same infantilization chord for me, because like, I don't think we consider tattoos as something that kids would have or do. Like, it's not a territory of or for kids at this point. So I think that I feel pretty confident in like throwing off that whole issue. So anyway, that's tattoos. Tattoos, okay in Pete's book. I will say this, though. All right, like, if you have more than one tattoo, but you don't own a nice suit that you've purchased that actually fits your body as it is now, I mean, if you haven't bought a suit since you've had two tattoos, consider whether or not that would be money well spent on a suit instead of your next tattoo. I mean, tattoos are, like, fucking expensive. And I think that, like, there's certain things that we balk at, right? Like, I think purchasing a suit, you know, it's like, oh, my God, what's this going to cost me? Like, $200? Fuck that shit. But then it's, you know, what's this tattoo going to cost me? $200? Okay, that seems reasonable. And so it's like, I know a suit isn't an exciting purchase or, like, a fun purchase, but it's probably... If you have a bunch of tattoos and no suit, I'm going to be, like, pissed off at you. That's all. Or if you have a bunch of tattoos, but you haven't taken a vacation in, like, 10 years, I mean, come on. I think I have an idea. I have a plan. It's like tattoos sort of exist in this own thing because tattoos become, like, people's thing, right? It's like, oh, this is my thing, is having these tattoos. And that's cool. But at the same time, I'm sort of like, all right, but at some point your thing is disrupting other things, right? That you, for you, not for me, for you. So anyway, there you go. Shoes, men's shoes. I'm not a huge believer in the like running tennis shoe, athletic shoe. That's, you know, I do wear like the Chuck Taylors. I think they're a nice looking shoe, and they have, you know, nice looking lines and colors and stuff. But like, you know, you wear the Nikes and it's like, you know, it's a big difference in a Converse versus another shoe. The Converse has its emblem on the inside of the heel or of the ankle. So it's not like the primary... It's not like the primary facet that you see when you're looking at the shoe, right? It's a secondary feature. Whereas I feel like you wear a Nike or something, and it's like, there's just so many fucking emblems and shit on there. It makes you crazy. Like, it makes me crazy to look at them. Because there's so much on there. And it's all Nike, 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 Nike. And it's like, oh, right, I get it, you're wearing Nike. And then, like... The sneakers have very loud color combinations, which is fine, but I feel like then that puts you on a path of, all right, what are you going to wear that goes with these shoes at this point? I mean, I don't get that part. So, I don't know. I think they're fine. I'm not a huge fan of the sneakers as this is what I wear every single day. You know, get yourself a pair of different shoes. Yourself a pair of boots, even. You know what I mean? That looks better to me, because it's like, well, this person's doing something, you know what I mean, with their footwear. Like, they're not, what they're wearing is just not completely out of their mind. It's, they've thought about it, at least. But you know, and you don't have to be a huge clothes horse. Oh, belts. That's another big one. I think a man should always be wearing a belt. Always. I think it looks good. I think it keeps you from busting a sag, which I think looks stupid. I think that it keeps you... If you end up tucking in a shirt or not, you know, you can make that choice if you have a belt. But if you don't have a belt, I don't really think you can. Like, I don't think you can... you can't retroactively make that choice, right? It's too late. I just went through an express toll. I'm like, I wonder if they have a picture of me now talking on this microphone. Yeah, it's more versatility, and you need a black belt and a brown belt. The reason being, your belt should probably match your shoes. And if you're wearing brown shoes, you should be wearing a brown belt. And, you know, if you're wearing, let's say, a light gray, a brown can look pretty sharp. It's nice to have the option, is what I'm saying. But if you don't want to have the option, my advice is pick a team. Pick a team and stick with it. So in other words, pick grays, pick blacks, pick whatever, and then have black shoes and black belts. And or pick the other team and go earthy colors and then do all that. Don't just have your one stupid rogue thing that doesn't fit with any of your other shit. If you can avoid it. What else? What are my other men's things? Hats. Oh, I talked about hats on this show. My sister sent me a picture of, like, a really stupid-looking outdoorsy hat, you know, because I was like, I'd like to get a medical exemption to wear a sombrero because I don't want to be culturally appropriative. Culturally inappropriate by appropriating. But I don't want to get sunburned and die. And I would like to wear a sombrero with complete respect and reverence for the headwear in the form of, I respect that this is going to protect my head, neck, and even shoulders from being sunburned. But I don't think I can. So she sent me a picture of this, like, outdoorsy hat, which was kind of like a baseball hat. And then it has, like, a curtain that goes around the back. And I was like, number one, I did make one of these for myself out of a baseball hat and a handkerchief when I was rafting before. And it didn't protect my shoulders was the downside. But I was, you know, she sent me this picture of this hat, and it's like, made out of Gore-Tex or some shit. And I was just like, you know, I'm now presented with the options. Be thought of as racist or wear that hat. And with those options, I was like, I've learned a lesson today, and it's there are worse things than being a racist. I have seen it with my own eyes now. She sent me another hat that was like, I don't know what you call it, but it's like that Asian style of hat where it's like a upside down, or it's like a triangular shape, a pyramid shape, but it's rounded. Does that make any sense? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, like, basically any movie where they have an Asian person in, it seems like in China, Japan, or Vietnam, and they're working a field of some kind, that's the hat they're wearing. That's the one I'm talking about. It was basically like that, but also of a Gore-Tex type material. And I was like, now see, am I allowed to wear that? Like, someone manufactures it, and it seems like they took care in it. You know what I mean? It's obvious from the design of it that this hat is not made and not made in this shape because it's like, wouldn't it be funny if I wore this hat and pretended I was like Chinese, right? Like, oh, now I'm going to do my best Charlie Chan stuff or something. And it's like, doesn't seem like that's what that hat is doing. It seems like what that hat is doing is saying, you know, this is a practical version of a hat that has been worn for centuries, and we'd like you to be able to use it to protect your face and your neck and your whatever when you're outside. And that's the part I appreciate. So, but at the same time, I'm like, I just don't think I could do it. Like, I don't think I could get away with it. But I did get permission. I was texting back and forth with my sister. And when I said the thing about, like, I'd rather be racist than wear that hat, or I'd rather have everyone think I was racist than see me in that hat. Especially because that hat. I mean, maybe I could write an exclamation on the neck or a explanation on the neck flap, where I like write it all out, and I'm like, "Hey, so I'm only wearing this hat because I'd like to wear a giant sombrero, but I can't because racism. So I'm wearing this instead. But I know I look like an idiot. I don't think this is a good thing. This is what it takes to not get sunburned. I'm sorry for making you see this hat. I don't think this is cool." So on. But that's not possible. So anyway, she ran into a friend who was Latino, and she asked him about that hat versus me wearing the sombrero. And she was like, "My friend so-and-so gives you the pass to wear the sombrero." And she was like, "He just said, like, don't wear that hat." And I was like, "All right. See, he understands." The problem is, too, I wear the sombrero. It's not like I can write on the sombrero. I mean, there's enough space, but it wouldn't be legible where I'm like, "Listen, here's why I'm wearing this hat. I have full respect for the culture. I have no... There's no point at which I'm wearing this hat where I'm, like, throwing it on the ground and dancing around it. I'm not doing my best Speedy Gonzalez impression. I'm not doing any of that shit. It is purely a practical effort to block the sun from destroying my body against my will. You know, I have to, because I am so white, I have to take every possible advantage I can of, like, current technology for blocking the sun. And the sombrero has proven itself to be a superior headwear type. So anyway, I guess what I'm saying overall is sombreros are in. I don't know. At some point, it's like maybe we just need to do this cultural appropriation thing and be like, all right, some shit is not cool, but some shit is okay because it's the best version of that thing, right? I mean, the baseball hat is pretty much the best version of the cap, I think. Except for it's not great for, like, if you're going to be outdoors for a long time and blah, blah, blah. Because you're, like, you are in the sun. Like, it's on your back. It's reflecting up on your face. It's everywhere. The sun is an inescapable monster, is what I'm saying. And I don't want to have to deal with that shit. So, you know, as much as I want to respect people's culture, but I want to not die of actual burns more. Like, I'm going to be honest with everyone now and say that's what I want more. Given those two choices where they're like, some people might think you're a racist, but you'll be comfy. Or no one will think you're a racist, but you'll just turn into a Slim Jim, basically, sitting on a raft in the middle of a river. It'll just be dried up, salty, and red. And I think I'd be like, you know what? I don't think so. I don't think so, Tim. Let's see. This thing's not doing a great job of telling me where I'm going next here. 28B. Okay. I know where I'm going. I figured it out. This is basically going to the airport. I'm taking a drive to the airport, or to Denver, I should say, like 4 out of 5 days in about a week or so. So that's exciting for me. By which I mean I'm filled with disdain for myself and my situation. Self-loathing? You got it. If you want blood, you got it. I did a project the other day. I recorded video of myself playing a game. So hopefully that'll be up soon. Maybe before this show, but maybe not. But either way, it was like a new thing for me. So if you're interested, check it out on the YouTubes. I think if you just search for Helpful Snowman, it'll probably come up. I don't know what it's called. I don't know how to do that yet. So you're just going to have to wait a little bit. But it was exciting. I like doing little projects for myself. Like, I haven't done X before. Let's try it. It's a very, it's the opposite of work, because everything for me is like, yeah, why not do that? Like, That could be fun. And even if I don't end up sticking with it long term, it's like, eh, I mean, you learn some shit. You figured out some things, and if you ever were going to do something like this in the future, you've got a knowledge base to work off of. Whereas work, it just feels like, hey, if we're not going to do this forever, then I don't want you to do it. You know? If we're not going to provide this service forever, we should never do it. Or sometimes it feels like we can't provide this service to everyone, so we can't provide it at all. And it's like, well, hold on. Let's weigh the benefits of, you know, providing the same service to everyone versus providing a service that a lot of people could really use and really need, that we can't provide to everyone. If those are our two options, let's weigh them, not just have one sort of outdo the other. Anyway, it's like that's the short or the long version of I have control of my life at home. So I made a video. That's what I did with my free time. I made a video. There you go. I feel like I'm like running out of stuff to say. Can you believe it? Me? Pete? Out of things to say. I'm not out, asshole. I'm running out. There's a difference. There's a fucking difference. I just can't remember if there's anything else as far as men's fashion or anything like that. Don't wear fake glasses. Don't wear glasses that you don't need. That's bullshit. I don't know if there's a lot of that going on for men, but if you are doing that, stop. That's crazy. Like, that is a crazy thing to do. It's like wearing fake braces or something like that. Like, you don't need that. Or, like, Forrest Gump leg braces when your legs are fine. I mean, you don't need that. Don't fucking bother with it. It's stupid. Oh, it makes me look smart. No, it doesn't. It's only a matter of time till we get over this idea of people with glasses must be really smart. And it's like, no, that I don't think that has anything to do with it, to be honest with you. I've met a lot of idiots who wear glasses. I mean, have you not met an idiot who wears glasses? And if you haven't met an idiot who wears glasses, or a smart who doesn't wear glasses, by the way, I want to know who you're hanging out with, because you're obviously not hanging out with very many idiots at all. And I hang out with idiots all the time, damn it. God damn it. All right. Well, I think that's it then. I feel like we've reached the end game, as we all say, as I say, as I'm trying to like vamp and finish this off. So let's just stop vamping. I'm not Vampirella. I'm not, who was that lady vampire who hosted late night movies or whatever? There's a documentary about her. Vampira? I think there's a Vampira. I think there's a Vampirella and a Vampira. As either one of them would say, good night.